With me today is Ricardo Barros. Speaking of changing, let's circle back to your evolution as a photographer from mimicking your photographer heroes and finding your own voice.
What was not clear to me early on was how the people I admired, the photographers I admired, did what they did and how they got there. What I could see was the end result and their artwork, and it was glorious. I just intuitively did. I didn't even think about it. I tried to make pictures like they made pictures. So I photographed the same things, and I went to the same type of locales as they did. What I learned was that everything that they did because it was particular to them. The process of trying to mimic them was good in learning about the craft of photography, but it wasn't me. It was almost as if there was a parade happening right outside their front door. They'd step outside and they'd photograph life and they got all these wonderful pictures. And what I realized is that there wasn't a parade, that they went out in the world and they engaged. And so what I had to do was learn to let go of their things, their objects, their circumstances, and focus on my own. When I did that, I began to photograph different things, and I began to photograph differently, and that led to my different understanding of art. Art is about inspired. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Being inspired means you have to be in touch with yourself. And a mistake, I perceive it most in the audience for art, they look at art as separate from life, that art is a distinct object. You can buy the artwork, you can take it out of the room, and you can put it on the wall, and there it is. Whereas I don't think of it that way at all. I think that art is a process and an experience. To make art, one has to be inspired. What the people are taking away when they take away the object is the trigger for that inspiration. Mm. So when they look at that art object, it triggers in them the inspiration that they saw in the first place. So art isn't about things. It's about relating to things. It's about feeling them.
Mm-hmm. Artists actually need to say to themselves, I am the audience for my artwork, and then you're free to create. And I really love that because that you have to create art for yourself first and foremost, not striving for approval. Is that kind of what you mean?
That's exactly right. Mm. Art is a way of engaging more fully with life. There are alternate ways. Mm-hmm. I mean, people can do it through yoga, through meditation, through sports. Lots of ways of connecting through life. But for me, it was art. Mm-hmm. And so the first step for me as an artist was actually to get to know myself. Who was I? Learning the technical part is easy. I mean, as hard as it is to learn how to paint or to make photographs or to sculpt, as hard as it is to learn that craft, learning who you are and then doing something with that, employing the craft, is harder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you had said something about, you know, when you started your business, you became a salesman. And that's like the antithesis of an artist, right?
Right. So a salesman has a product that they bring to market. That view is compatible with art as an object. It's a commodity. But if what you have as an artist is a commodity, then that means you, the artist, are interchangeable. So
yeah. <ooh. laughs> Yep, you're right. That's so interesting that I want to tell you a funny story. When we were in Peru, they had a lot of the artists, the young men, out, and they were selling art. And you thought that these were individual pieces, but they all went to the same school and were taught to paint exactly the same thing and then sell it to the tourists. And we went back to our hotel room that night, and I bought a couple of them. And I turned and looked on the wall, and the exact same pieces were, like, hanging on the wall of the hotel room. And I was laughing so hard. It was a commodity, and God bless them. I mean, yeah. You know, I actually love those pieces because mm-hmm. of what they are and what they represent, you know. So it's not the art itself. It's really more what it represents to me.
That's right.
You know, so we took joy. And
this is Ricardo Barros. You can listen to Sheila Nall's full podcast interview at imfrickinlonely.com.